Imagine a neighborhood where the residents take pride in keeping things neat and tidy. The streets are clean, the lawns are trimmed, the bushes well manicured, the people walk their dogs in designated areas, politely wave to the mail carrier, and make sure to keep the noise down after 10. They like their quiet little community and treasure their peaceful lives. But they are surprised one day to learn a man has bought the house that sits on the corner of Oak and Elm. Not a family or a couple, mind you, but a single man named Levi. Levi, as it turns out, likes to throw parties, and he doesn't share his neighbor's concern that empty cans and bottles strewn across his front yard should be picked up in a timely manner. The neighbors soon discover Levi has also installed an outdoor sound system. And while the rest of the residents are winding it down for the evening, Levi is cranking it up, literally. And it's clear to all that the friends Levi invites to his parties, well, they're from the seedy side of town. They talk too loud, drink too much, party too late. The neighbors shake their heads and make it a point to keep their kids and dogs away from that house. Over time, gossip begins to circulate about Levi's shady past and occupation. Rumors fly that he makes his money at the expense of others, that he's a scoundrel, a hustler, slicker than the belly of a snake, a sinner to be sure, and no one wants a friend like that. You certainly wouldn't want him on your block. But how would Jesus respond to someone like Levi if he paid a visit to your neighborhood? Well, what we find in the Gospels is that Jesus didn't go just to the religious elite, the neighbors on the block with the tidy lawns and socially acceptable friends and perfect attendance records at church. Rather, he said that he had come to seek and to save the lost. And where others refused to reach out to a lost cause, Jesus made it his cause to reach out to the lost. And as we will see, he still does today. I wonder what Jesus thought as he looked around the carpentry shop for the last time. Perhaps he stood for a moment at the workbench, glancing at the shadows cast by the chisel and the shavings. I wonder if he hesitated. I wonder if his heart was torn. I wonder if he rolled a nail between his thumb and fingers, anticipating what was to come. It must have been difficult to leave. In Nazareth, he was known only as the son of Joseph. He was respected in the community. He had friends. He was a favorite among the children. He could tell a good joke and fill the air with laughter. He could hike to the crest of a nearby hill and examine the world he had made. Mountain flowers in the spring, cool sunsets, pelicans winging their way along the streams to the Sea of Galilee. Fields and fig trees in the distance. Life.